Here's your host for this morning's edition of America's Fabric.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Elizabeth Lee Valete. I'm an independent physician in private practice in Tucson and Dallas, and the author of several health books for consumers. My medical website is www.herplace.com. With the focus on health care in the news and the Supreme Court to begin hearings later this month on the 2010 health care law, I thought it would be helpful to explore the new health care law from the perspective of our American traditions in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. The new law raises the fundamental question for us all: who is in charge of your life? The Creator, as our founders believed, or big government, as progressives want to establish? The Declaration of Independence, adopted on July 4, 1776, begins, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." America thus began with a quantum leap in the guiding vision for this new country, that our life and liberty are gifts of the Creator. These natural rights are not bestowed by any government. Our American tradition of each individual's life and our liberty being a gift from the Creator is enshrined in our Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Each person has the right to choose how he or she wishes to live life and pursue happiness. The American tradition has never been about having the government usurp our rights to micromanage every aspect of our lives. But our traditions are rapidly eroding under the assault from the progressive view, beginning with Woodrow Wilson and FDR, who believed that the collective good is the goal, not our founders' view of individual right to life free of government intrusion. As a physician, I come from the foundation of the Oath of Hippocrates that has inspired our medical traditions for 2,500 years. Here, as in our U.S. Constitution, the focus is on the individual patient and individual liberty to decide with one's physician what treatment will be given. Since ancient Greece, the traditional role of the physician has been to care for each individual patient, to ease suffering, to provide comfort, and preserve life to the best of our ability and judgment. Often overlooked, however, is the additional component of the ancient Hippocratic approach that each individual person has a responsibility to do his or her part in maintaining health and balance of body, mind, and spirit. Neither the U.S. Constitution nor the Oath of Hippocrates says that physicians must follow the dictates of government officials or insurance bureaucrats. Contrast Hippocrates' view and our founders' vision with the progressive view, which is diametrically opposite. The progressive view is that healthcare decisions should be made by an elite, unelected group of experts whose focus is on the collective societal good, not on individual life. We then have no voice in their power to regulate us because we did not elect them. So instead of taxation without representation, we now have medication without representation. In the progressive view, individuals are supposed to give up their individual liberty and even their lives, granny die and get out of the way, so that others may benefit from available medical resources. Others who may be younger or poorer or healthier or who belong to a union or who have made large political donations or who belong to an elite group or whatever the government decides is the determining criteria. In the progressive view, the sanctity of individual life at all ages and all conditions is to be decided by government-appointed experts rather than life being in our Creator's hands, as our founders believed. Thomas Sowell, in his book, A Conflict of Visions, explains the difference between our founders' views and the progressive views. Our founders believe that individuals make the best decisions for their individual lives. Progressives believe that elite people appointed by those in power should decide what is right for each of us, rather than individuals deciding for themselves. How do these differing views affect your individual life and liberty? Medical decisions have traditionally been made between the physician and patient, often with family involvement. Patients may research treatment options from books and medical journals and then discuss them with their physicians. Patients and families may pray for the Creator's guidance in medical decisions. I have had many patients over the years ask me to pray with them about their medical situation. I have never, in 30 years of medical practice, had a patient say, "Wait, let me call my Medicare representative and see what medicine they think I should have." Liberty to decide our own medical care is the very freedom our founders intended when they set the framework to protect us from an over-intrusive government. In direct opposition to our founding documents, the 2010 healthcare law was voted into being by only one political party in the dark of night under veils of secrecy about what it contained. They knew it could not stand the scrutiny of congressional testimony. This law is the epitome of progressives' worldview that government elites know what is best for your life. There is nothing in the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, or the Bill of Rights that grants to the U.S. federal government the jurisdiction over health care in all 50 states. Health care is a function the Constitution left to the states. The 10th Amendment specifically states the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Yet the new health care law provides for federal government control of every medical decision that exists, the type of insurance you must purchase or pay a penalty, what the insurance must pay for, what insurance can cost, what medical specialists will be reimbursed and at what rates, what treatments are allowed and for whom, at what age, what medical screening tests are approved or not approved, who may or may not own hospitals, what taxes are imposed on individuals, businesses, medical device makers, pharmaceutical companies, what medicines will be allowed and paid for. The FDA already delabeled approved medicines such as Avastin for breast cancer to cut cost. This new health care law, combined with portions of the 2009 stimulus bill that created federal control of health information technology to house your medical records and the comparative effectiveness medical research bureaucracy to oversee treatment, together violate major portions of your protections under the 4th, 5th, 9th, 10th, and possibly even the 13th and 14th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution. Members of Congress who voted for the new health care law violated Article 6 of the Constitution that requires our elected representatives to take an oath to preserve and support the Constitution, which the health care law clearly usurps and subverts. The massive government regulations, requirements, mandates, and obstacles to medical care will drive doctors out of medicine, eliminate private practice options, shut hospitals, and reduce access to medical services. You may not have the private practice options for care that you think you will. You may only have the option of seeing nurse practitioners and physician assistants without physicians and their greater depth of training to provide your care and guide your care. This is not a way to protect patients. The bottom line is that when government controls access to medical care, your life becomes the property of the government. This is the antithesis of our founders' belief in individual life and liberty that formed the foundation of our country. When totalitarian regimes anywhere in the world control health care, human life is no longer valued and respected. Control of access to health care was one of the first steps that Hitler undertook to control the population in Germany. People suffered and died or were put to death. Today, we see the same. Government control of health care clearly cost people's lives. We need only look to Canada and Britain to find that government intrusion and control harms patients, increases cost, and shortens life. Studies of British hospitals describe patients dying of starvation or dehydration while in hospital. In the USA, men with prostate cancer have a 5-year survival of 92%. For men in the UK, the 5-year survival is only 51% due to less screening, longer waits for treatment, and fewer treatment options allowed by government-appointed panels. In Canada, patients wait an average of 12 to 24 months for hip or knee surgery. Getting an MRI or CT scan can take 6 to 12 months. Patients can wait 9 to 18 months to get in with primary care physicians. Long waits can be deadly. Long waits rob us of God's gift of liberty and life. The documentary Sicker and Sicker about the Canadian healthcare system shows patients who died before the film could even be finished due to delays in getting diagnosed and treated. I would be a quadriplegic today if I had to wait as long for surgery for my own spinal cord compression as people in Canada have to wait. Fortunately, I had an MRI and surgery immediately within days in the USA at Johns Hopkins. I regained full function. The United Kingdom National Health Service gives us an example of the progressive view that governments know best about our medical decisions. The National Institute for Clinical Excellence in Britain, euphemistically called NICE, is actually the group that rations and reduces the medical services allowed. Example, medications the NICE board denies, particularly in older patients, includes drugs for multiple sclerosis, arthritis, macular degeneration, early stage Alzheimer's, and new drugs for breast and stomach cancer, as well as lung and prostate cancer. Age-based medical decisions are the norm in government-controlled healthcare systems, but have been unthinkable to Americans based on our tradition of individual life and liberty. Examples. In the UK, people over age 59 are not allowed to have coronary artery stents through the NHS. In the USA, use of stents continues into the 80s and 90s if medically appropriate. Ending stents at an arbitrary low age condemns people to early death that is preventable. Another example of how government control of healthcare decisions can take your life before your time. Women in the UK are no longer allowed to have mammograms through the NHS after age 70 or before age 50. Women don't have as many approved treatment options either. Delay in diagnosis and treatment means earlier death for British women. The denial of effective medical treatment, common in England and Canada for decades, is a portent of what is coming for patients in the USA, in direct opposition to our individual constitutional guarantee of our right to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. Your liberty to control your medical records and your medical privacy are other casualties of the new healthcare law and its intrusive, unconstitutional rules and regulations governing us all. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services recently released a new federal regulation that requires private health insurance companies to give the government the health records of every person they insure, without you, the patient, exercising your constitutional right to give consent to release your property, i.e., your medical information, to another party. The government will be the new overlord controlling your medical information on federal computers in a federal database. This means your personal medical information housed in a government-controlled database is also open to anyone with access to the system. All of this private medical information from millions of individual patients will provide data for the federally run comparative effectiveness research bureaucracy to use for the collective societal good to determine how to allocate finite medical resources. This model is based on the progressive approach in Britain that has elite experts deciding what medical treatment is allowed for individuals. This is the direct opposite of our American tradition based upon the constitutional guarantee of individual liberty to make one's own life decisions. The effect of this panel of experts is to ration medical care based not on your individual decisions, but based on government criteria such as cost of treatment, effectiveness as determined by government-appointed experts, not necessarily medical specialists, your quality life years based on your age, your value to society as determined by government criteria, not your criteria. This new ruling by an unelected bureaucrat, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, in addition to violating your fundamental liberty guaranteed under the Constitution, is also a violation of the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution, which states that no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process at law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. With the new HHS new rules for medical records, your personal property of your medical information is being taken by the government without the due process of your consent and is being used for the collective or public good without compensation to you for the use of your data. And your own data may even be used to justify denying that you are allowed to get specific medical treatments you and your doctor think you need. Our American tradition has been in keeping with the founders' intent under our Constitution that you, as the individual patient, are the owner of your medical records that reside with your personal physician. You control to whom your information is released. Our American tradition has been that you can decide to pay for your medical care and not allow your doctor to release your medical information to any insurance company or to the government. Beyond privacy issues, there is a major concern about the safety of your medical information. Hackers stole millions of medical records from the Veterans Administration and other insurance company systems, and patients were at risk for identity theft. Hackers even penetrated the highly secure federal agency computers at the Pentagon and Department of Defense. Even the former health information czar, David Blumenthal, said no infrastructure exists in most areas of the country for secure exchange of health information between providers and consumers. Provider is government speak for your doctor or other health professional. An expanded federal medical database makes millions of people more vulnerable to the loss of health information and medical identity. But governments are more concerned about power and control over your medical care than about protection of your private property, which is your medical information. The federal government has now expanded beyond any capability of the federal bureaucrats and federal employees to correctly, efficiently, and accountably do much of anything they are responsible for, with the possible exception of national defense. Many functions currently being dictated at the federal level are more properly under the Constitution made at the state level. These include education, health care, school prayer, insurance, and a host of others. We already see the failure of the federal government to properly regulate our financial institutions, to efficiently run the postal service without hemorrhaging red ink, to effectively administer programs such as veterans' health care, Medicare, and Medicaid, to keep costs under control, improve quality, and improve access to medical care, and control fraud. If we now have the federal government controlling the entire healthcare sector, one-sixth of our entire economy, this is the largest expansion of government authority that has ever taken place in this country. We face disastrous failure and loss of freedom on an order of magnitude greater than anything we have ever experienced. Our founders knew that if we allowed such vast expansion of federal authority, it would make eunuchs of state and local governments. People would wait for Washington to satisfy our every need. That experiment already failed at Jamestown. Do we really need to suffer more lives lost just to gain more proof that big government and government handouts do not work? To summarize, the new healthcare law passed in early 2010 and legislation in the TARP bill of 2009, plus thousands of pages of new regulations written by non-elected HHS bureaucrats without oversight by Congress, have given the federal government total control over your life in direct violation of our U.S. Constitution. This happens in multiple ways. Control of portions of your money. You must purchase health insurance. You must buy the coverage the government dictates, whether or not it is what you need or want. You must pay the new taxes. Your money has been yours to decide how to spend. That is no longer the case when it comes to your decisions about health care and taxes to pay for the expanded government mandates. Control of your personal, private, family health information now belongs to the federal database without your further consent to allow use of your property for the collective good. Control of your access to timely medical care is affected by government mandates that dictate number and type of medical specialist. Plus, many doctors will not even be able to stay in business under the new rules, so there may not be any private options for you to even purchase on your own. Control of the types, timing, and duration of treatment you are allowed. Americans have traditionally prized their privacy and liberty to choose medical treatment, prized their ability to make their own individual decisions, and prized the freedom to decide who has access to medical information. Ronald Reagan warned, when the government controls health care, government is not the solution, it is the problem. The founders of the United States of America were escaping oppression by a government run by a king. They saw the peril to life and liberty when governments make all the decisions for individuals. We cannot be spectators in the quest to preserve the gift of individual liberty. This is indeed the core fabric of America. Liberty is our unalienable right from our Creator, enshrined in the Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, and our Bill of Rights. Each of us must engage in the fight to preserve this gift. Your life, your liberty, your decision. Will you let the power grab of big government progressives take them away, or will you fight to preserve freedom? Those who control your medical care control your life.
You've been listening to America's Fabric, a radio series on American history and culture, broadcast every Sunday over KVOI Tucson and its affiliates. Be sure to tune in again next Sunday morning at 8. Until then, never forget, it's the courage, knowledge, hard work, and respect for truth of Americans that keeps America free and prosperous. America's Fabric is listener-supported. To make a contribution, send a check to America's Fabric, Post Office Box 17356, Tucson, Arizona, 85731. That's P.O. Box 17356, Tucson, 85731. All contributions are tax exempt, and every contributor will be mailed a Grateful to Be an American bumper sticker. To get more information on America's Fabric or to listen to previous broadcasts, go to americasfabric.com. That's americasfabric.com.